Rob's Bucket List Broadcast.
You think 45 years went by fast? We could do this.
Today, Doug is live from the Salt Lake City Tabernacle. It's a Doug Wright Show Bucket List Broadcast on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Now, I thought when we had our bucket list broadcast from Eureka, we had reached the pinnacle. But they're laughing. But here we are sitting in the tabernacle here on Temple Square in Salt Lake City. And what an amazing experience. I've mentioned this on the air. I've been telling these gentlemen privately. You know, for me, this amazing building is just replete with memories and some that really choke me up. And what a joy to be here and to have this view that prophets and presidents and entertainers and singers and oh my goodness, what a joy to be here. And to everybody who helped facilitate this, I'm just honored to be here, and I'm honored to be here now. And I was joking, this is the band coming back together. I think of how many times we have gathered usually at our studios, right, and the amazing announcements that have been made. And Ron Jarrett, who's the president of the Tabernacle Choir. Ron, thank you. And boy, the folks here in the Tabernacle and at the choir could not have been more accommodating for what we've been doing.
That's good. Thank you.
This has been wonderful. And assistant to the president, of course, Ron Gunnell, thank you for joining us as well.
Pleasure to be here, Doug.
And Mac Wilberg, I mean, your musical gifts and skills and that of the choir, thank you for sharing this time with me. This is an interesting time for me. This will be the next to last regular Doug Wright Show before we go into a kind of a different thing with KSL. And the fact that you would allow me to be here and be our guests is just mind-blowing for me. And thank you, Mac.
Welcome to our home. We're thrilled to have you here.
And what a home you've got. We have made some spectacular announcements on my show over the years, and I have so appreciated you honoring me with that, honoring KSL with that. And today we are here to do the same thing. This is the Pioneer Days concert, right, coming up?
We're at another year. It's hard to believe.
Another year, and maybe President Jarrett, you could tell us a little bit about this. And we'll need to, and I understand our guests are on a pretty tight time frame here, so maybe you could introduce us into them at this point.
Oh, happy to. Happy to. Every year we have the opportunity of doing a Pioneer Day concert in connection with the Days of 47 activities. And this year is no different. We'll be doing our concert on Friday and Saturday, July 20th and 21st, in the Conference Center at 8 p.m.
Wow, I'm so looking forward to that. That is such a wonderful tradition. And Ron Gunnell, I've had the opportunity to see some of your presentations on going out and scouring the world for these great, great talents who are kind enough to join us here. And tell us who we're going to be chatting with next.
Well, maybe I'll leave that to Mac and let him introduce our guests. Mac and I both have had the privilege of visiting with both of them and meeting them, and we're so thrilled to invite them to this spectacular program in July. Mac?
Well, we're delighted to actually be welcoming three guests.
Three?
This for our Pioneer concert this year. And we're thrilled to announce that two of our musical artists will be Matthew Morrison and Laura Michelle Kelly.
Wow. And I understand we have Laura, who is on the line with us right now. Welcome to our broadcast today. And we happen to be broadcasting from Temple Square today.
Oh, hi.
What a pleasure to have you on the line with us. I was looking over, you know, some of your amazing accomplishments, the Laurence Olivier Award-winning actor.
Yes, I won an award for Mary Poppins. I'm very fortunate to have been blessed with that. I'm currently in rehearsals right now in Massachusetts for a new show, The Royal Family of Broadway, and I'm in a brief break from my crazy rehearsal schedule. You may hear them tap dancing in the background. I apologize.
We do a little tap dancing on this show occasionally, too, but not by design like you do. You know, I was reading some of the places you have performed, Laura, and Royal Albert Hall, Hampton Court Palace, Royal Opera House, Buckingham Palace, and boy, to have you come to Salt Lake City and perform in our conference center. We are just honored that you would join us. What are you looking forward to most as you anticipate your visit to Salt Lake City?
Well, the honor is all mine. I've been listening and admiring the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for a very long time now, so it's a great privilege for me to be able to take part in it, but also my amazing friend Matthew Morrison, who I was able to, lucky enough to perform with in Finding Neverland, when he mentioned it to me, I just was beyond excited that I get to sing with him again some of the greatest songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein that have ever existed. And we get to share them with a huge choir that's got such a great reputation. And all my experience so far with all of the people I've been working with to make it wonderful on that beautiful day, on the 22nd of July, has been a great one.
And I'm sure by now that Mac and Ron, both of our Rons, have explained what Pioneer Day is. I think next to the 4th of July, outside of religious events, that this is the biggest event of the year in the state of Utah. And again, we're so pleased that you'll be here. And I always try to weasel this out of the artist because Mac will never tell me. Has Mac told you what some of the songs might be that you'll be favoring us with?
Well, it's actually going to be an evening of Sonda and of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and which is always one of my favorite composers to sing. And Matthew and I are going to be doing some very wonderful, romantic, and beautiful, and well-written lyrical songs with your amazing orchestra. So, I guess it should still say a surprise exactly which one, but whoever comes is going to have an incredible, memorable Pioneer Day concert, I'm sure.
Every year I try to get details, and Mac has all his bases covered, and I see he's got you in on this as well. We are so anxious to see you. We are so excited to welcome you. Have you been to Utah before in Salt Lake City?
No, and it's been on my bucket list, and I'm really grateful that I get the opportunity this time. I've always looked lovingly from afar at beautiful pictures of Utah and the wonderful people that my friends have met when they've worked out there. I'm excited to meet everyone. Yes, so it's my first time. Thank you.
We are so excited to have you come. I know you're on a very short leash here. You've got a rigorous...
you can probably hear the...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your rehearsal, and thank you so much, and we're so anxious to welcome you to the great state of Utah.
Pleasure. And you guys, I was listening to you just a moment before I got a chance to speak to you. And I just love the way, I'm excited in Utah. There's lots of people that have great respect for each other. And that's what I've experienced so far with everyone that I've watched from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And I'm just excited, so excited to be there. So thank you for having me. And thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And you mentioned we have three guests. You mentioned Matthew Morrison, and we also got just a little hint that maybe some Rodgers and Hammerstein-type music is coming up. But I understand we have Matthew Morrison, who is on the line with us right now. And maybe, Mac, you could tell us a little bit about Matthew before we chat with him.
Well, Matthew, of course, is very well known, and he's especially known for his appearance on the series Glee.
Yeah.
And another wonderful tie-in to this particular presentation is Matthew also hosted and narrated a PBS special entitled Oscar Hammerstein II, Out of My Dreams. And so as we were putting this together, he just seemed like a perfect fit for this evening as we celebrate the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Let's introduce everybody to Tony, Emmy, Golden Globe Award nominations for Matthew Morrison. What an amazing career. Matthew, thank you. We're honored to have you here on our special broadcast today, coming to you from Temple Square on KSL News Radio. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Am I talking to the Doug Wright?
It depends on whether you have a warrant or an indictment or a subpoena in your hand.
Well, before I say anything, I just want to say you are legendary, and I want to congratulate you on an incredible career and just being so uplifting and being the voice of a generation and someone who people go to and love to listen to and respect. So congratulations on your amazing career.
Oh, that is so very kind of you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about you coming to this great state for this great celebration. Tell us what you are most anticipating.
Well, I mentioned I love being a part of an orchestra, and I got to perform in Park City with the orchestra out there. It was a beautiful, just right in the bottom of a ski lift, and it was a lovely concert. I just love the people out there, the energy, and I'm really excited for this one, and because I get to do it with my very good friend Michelle Kelly, who you was speaking with, and it's going to be a good reunion for the both of us.
Matthew, have you ever had the chance to perform in either the Tabernacle or in the Conference Center?
I've had a chance, but dates haven't worked out in the past for me. So this is actually the realization of a dream one, to be honest. There's such a so famous and so much history. So I'm really excited for this opportunity to get to perform with all of them.
Matthew, we are so pleased that you could join us today. Thank you again for your very kind comments. And we are so looking forward to this concert. The Tabernacle Choir just it blesses this community in so many different ways, in so many different times and places. And the Christmas concert, the Pioneer Day concert, and so much more is so incredible. And we so look forward to all of this here in the state of Utah and in the Intermountain West. And to have yourself and other honored guests join us, it's going to be a real pleasure to welcome you to our state in July.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I hope if you are in attendance, I'd love to meet you. If not, hopefully you're on a well-deserved vacation.
thank you so much for taking time to join us. And, boy, I'll tell you, if we are in the state, I will be here, absolutely. Matthew Morrison with us, along with Laura Michelle Kelly. And tell us a little bit about your third guest, Mac.
Well, as we celebrate the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, we thought it only appropriate to also feature the grandson of Oscar Hammerstein II. And so we are also welcoming, actually, Oscar Hammerstein III.
Wow.
Also known as Andy Hammerstein. And he will be commenting on the music and giving a little personal perspective.
That is great. Let's remind everybody of the performances. There'll be two nights, a Friday and a Saturday, right?
That is correct.
So, President Jarrett, maybe you can give us all that info one more time.
Yes, we'll be doing our concerts on Friday and Saturday, July 20th and 21st, in the Conference Center. And tickets for the event, for those wishing to attend, will become available on Tuesday, June the 5th.
Tuesday, June the 5th.
10 a.m., and they just go to lds.org/events to register online, or they can call the ticket office at 801-570-0080.
I can't thank you enough for joining us and for making this announcement on the show. And, you know, to tell you the truth, as I've anticipated the changes that are coming up, one of the things that concerns me the most is in October making the announcement. Now, I don't know if you would ever deign to be on the movie show. I mean, that could, but I mentioned Eureka and the movie show, and these guys start laughing. But that might be a new tradition. I mean, imagine the horizons we could open for the Tabernacle
Absolutely.
Choir.
I totally agree. And when I heard of that, of your leaving, of course, that was the first thing that came to my mind as well. The October,
yeah,
and then usually May or June,
right,
when we make this announcement as well, and we're going to miss you, Doug, at least in that capacity, and we're so grateful for the many years that we've been able to come over to your studio,
yeah,
to your home, and share our announcement.
This has been such an amazing collaboration relationship, and the friendships that I've forged with you and with so many others that are part of this Tabernacle Choir organization. And again, what we see here, and we're looking at the seats here in the Tabernacle right now, and the podium and the organ. But that's just a tip of an amazing iceberg that
it is.
Makes this America's Choir really happen. I cannot thank you enough. Mac, Thanks for all of the great interviews. I hope there will be many more to come. Ron Jarrett, president of the choir. You know, what a joy to hang out with you guys. And good heavens, Ron Gunnell, when I heard about some of the efforts to get some of these great talents, and I recognize the work that is put into all of this from all of you, I'm in awe. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Congratulations again.
And thank you for opening up your home. And, you know, I mentioned I'm in awe of this building and awe of this opportunity. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back with more of today's Doug Wright Show, coming to you from the Tabernacle here on Temple Square in downtown Salt Lake City.